理课堂听 class.com
Task 2. Listen to the tape and do the following exercises. 1. Listen to the following passage and then fill in the chart to work out an outline of the passage. Testing times. Coping with exams.
Which of the following statements is correct? Exams are stressful. Revision causes anxiety.Exam pressure can make you ill. If your answer is yes to any of the above, then you are not alone. It is no surprise that taking exams is one of the most stressful times in a young person's life, particularly as exam importance may have been drilled into them for months, sometimes years beforehand. Some pupils and students are able to handle the pressures. They may get nervous,but they cope. Other people become anxious, agitated, bad-tempered, and may even become literally ill or seriously depressed. But it really doesn't have to be that way. Keep cool. There are ways to manage the pressure.
Before the test, be prepared. Learn your material thoroughly. A program of exercise is said to sharpen the mind.Get a good night's sleep the night before the exam. Approach the exam with confidence. View the exam as an opportunity to show how much you've studied and to receive a reward for the studying you've done. Don't go to the exam on an empty stomach. Fresh fruits and vegetables are often recommended to reduce stress. Stressful foods can include processed foods, artificial sweeteners, carbonated soft drinks, chocolate,Eggs, fried foods, junk foods, pork, red meat, sugar, white flour products, chips and similar snack foods, foods containing preservatives or heavy spices. Take a small snack or some other nourishment to help you take your mind off your anxiety. Avoid high sugar content, candy, which may aggravate your condition. Allow yourself plenty of time.Especially to do things you need to do before the test and still get there a little early. Relax just before the exam. Don't try to do a last-minute review. During the test, read the directions carefully. Budget your test-taking time. Change positions to help you relax. If you go blank, skip the question and go on.If you're taking an essay test and you go blank on the whole test, pick any question and just start writing. It may trigger the answer in your mind. Don't panic when students start handing in their papers. There's no reward for being the first done. 2. Listen to the passage again and fill in the missing words or phrases. Testing times.Coping with exams.
Which of the following statements is correct? Exams are stressful. Revision causes anxiety. Exam pressure can make you ill. If your answer is yes to any of the above, then you are not alone. It is no surprise that taking exams is one of the most stressful times in a young person's life.Particularly as exam importance may have been drilled into them for months, sometimes years beforehand. Some pupils and students are able to handle the pressures. They may get nervous, but they cope. Other people become anxious, agitated, bad-tempered, and may even become literally ill or seriously depressed. But it really doesn't have to be that way. Keep cool.There are ways to manage the pressure.
Before the test, be prepared. Learn your material thoroughly. A program of exercise is said to sharpen the mind. Get a good night's sleep the night before the exam. Approach the exam with confidence. View the exam as an opportunity to show how much you've studied and to receive a reward for the studying you've done. Don't go to the exam on an empty stomach. Fresh fruits and vegetables are often recommended to reduce stress. Stressful foods can include processed foods, artificial sweeteners, carbonated soft drinks, chocolate, eggs, fried foods, junk foods, pork, red meat, sugar, white flour products, chips and similar snack foods, foods containing preservatives or heavy spices. Take a small snack or some other nourishment to help you take your mind off your anxiety. Avoid high sugar content, candy, which may aggravate your condition. Allow yourself plenty of time, especially to do things you need to do before the test and still get there a little early. Relax just before the exam. Don't try to do a last-minute review. During the test, read the directions carefully. Budget your test-taking time. Change positions to help you relax. If you go blank, skip the question and go on. If you're taking an essay test and you go blank on the whole test, pick any question and just start writing. It may trigger the answer in your mind. Don't panic when students start handing in their papers. There's no reward for being the first done. Part 3. Listening strategy. Note-taking 4. Summarizing. Task 1. Listen to the following talks on recognizing lecture structure, paying attention to signals in the lecture structure. Then complete the Cornell note format chart below to figure out the outline and summary.
Talk 1. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The title of this little talk is Taxes, not Taxis, Quality of Life and Happiness. Now, they're a rather odd bunch of things, but we can see the connections as we go. So, by way of introduction, let me just indicate the structure of the talk. It's in 5 parts, roughly. Firstly, I talk about politics and the so-called quality of life. Secondly, I contrast this new language with traditional economic views of so-called rational economic man. Thirdly, we have a discussion about the connection between money and happiness. Then I make some remarks about human welfare and what it is. So, you see, the topic's not too narrow, not too small. And finally, I suggest something by way of conclusion and confuting some questions.
Talk 2. Good afternoon. The title of this talk is What is a Language? Of course, it is a question that linguists or philosophers often spend much time on. I just sketched the strategy towards trying to answer that question. And so, by way of introduction, first of all, let me suggest that language, whatever it is certainly a word. A word? A language. How do we explain that? How do we explain this particular word, language? Well, here are 3 possible ways we may like to talk about it. Let's call them A, B, and C. Task 2. Listen to the following lecture on the features of the lecture. Then complete the Cornell note format chart below to figure out the outline, main idea, and summary of this lecture. The features of the lecture.
Learning some features of lectures that are common to many listening settings at university can assist you in identifying the division of topics. They can also assist you in deciding on the main ideas of the lecture. These features or structural parts include introductions and conclusions, repetition, linking expressions, rephrasing of ideas, elaboration. The first few minutes of any lecture are very important because the lecturer is to present a formal introduction or summary of the previous lecture before launching into the day's discussion. Likewise, the conclusion of the lecture serves to wrap up the ideas of a lecture, lend a sense of closure to the discussion. These two features of the lecture format are so important that students should make it a priority to hear and listen to them. And lecturers know that they speak more quickly than note takers write their notes. So, lecturers will often repeat the central ideas, for the purpose of emphasizing them for their keenly listening students. Repetition is your defense against an inborn difference between your speaker's rate, 200 plus words per minute, and your writing speed, 30 to 40 words per minute. Another feature of lectures that you can attend to is transitional phrases or linking expressions. They are very valuable in assisting you in two of your chief jobs as a listener: being organized and selecting the central material. In his book, How to Study in College, Walter Pauk lists the most common linking expressions, including words which indicate contrast or change, additional material or repetition, emphasis, number, lists and order, summary, concession, amplification, and cause and effect. Some examples follow.
Contrast words. Conversely, however, but, despite, on the other hand. Repetition words. Also, to, in addition, even more, to repeat, in other words. Emphasis words. Specifically, most importantly, especially. Number, list and order words. Then, secondly, finally, ultimately. Summary words. In brief, in conclusion, to wrap up, for these reasons. Concession words. Given that, in light of course, even though. Amplification words. For example, in other words, that is, i.e. Cause and effect words. Accordingly, because, consequently, therefore, if, then. Another way of allowing students a chance to both understand more clearly and record more completely is rephrasing. That is, some professors always, for example, repeat or rephrase a definition of new terminology. Elaboration is another feature of the lecture that you will notice. In addition to the basic main idea, the professor often includes detailed information about support for the idea, an argument for or against the concept, the history of the idea in your subject, its implications for your understanding of issues in your course, any number of things. Task 3. Listen to the following lecture on writing a summary of a report and then answer the questions below. Writing a summary of a report.
What defines a good summary? In general, a summary has the following components: the context of the report, your research, your results, conclusions and recommendations, and your budget, implementation plans, benefits. The measure of a good summary is that the decision maker can read it without reading the rest of the report and make an effective decision. Always start a summary with the context of the report. You can do this in one of three ways. Your summary may start with a one-sentence statement either of the problem or purpose or occasion that is motivating you to write the report.
The next sentence in the summary should describe what you have done in response to the problem. The linkage between problem, occasion, purpose, and research should be immediately clear. If it is not, that is a symptom of problems with the report. If you are doing a feasibility study, you will usually present your alternatives in this section. Then, in the next 1 to 3 sentences, describe what you learned in the form of results or conclusions and what you recommend. End the summary with the final points of your report, whatever they may be. Not more than 1 to 3 sentences. Usually you include budget, implementation, and benefits. Part 4. Extensive listening. Task 1. Listen to the tape and do the following exercises. 1. Listen to the following report about the effect of stress. Then decide whether the following statements below are true or false. On a diet.
With all their classes, tuition bills, and homework, many college students don't make eating right a priority.
When I have a lot of tests, or when I have to do a lot of studying, I have to get something fast.
For lunch, it's really whatever I can grab. I usually snack.
Fast foods like French fries, chicken parts, and hamburgers are college dining hall's most popular items, according to recent surveys. Carol Kelly, a nutritionist at Emory University, gave us a lesson in College Diet 101.
Students choose foods that are quick and easy to eat on the run, and sometimes that comes at the expense of losing balance in their diet.
Kelly says college dining services have catered to student demands for healthier choices, but honey buns and hamburgers are still the grab-and-go favorites.
The variety is definitely there. They have everything from stir-fries to fast foods to hot meals that include vegetables and abundant salad bars. However, students still typically will select what they know as familiar and tasty to them.
Kelly says college students aren't invincible to the consequences of unhealthy diets. The Centers for Disease Control, CDC, in Atlanta reported in their last survey of American college students that 1 in 5 college students is overweight.
Students may be developing a template, a nutritional template, a pattern that they are going to take with them into adulthood. Nutrition is involved with increased risk of cardiovascular disease, possibly diabetes, possibly hypertension.
So, students, the lesson for the day is talking to your college nutritionist about your diet. In the meantime, here are simple changes you can make to eat healthier on any college campus.
Instead of only having pepperoni pizza, 2 or 3 slices of that, maybe have 1 slice along with a salad and snacks such as nuts and seeds accompanied by fresh fruit.
I hope you took good notes because this will all be on the final. For Feeling Fit, I'm Elizabeth Cohen.
2. Listen to the report again and fill in the missing words or phrases. On a diet.
With all their classes, tuition bills, and homework, many college students don't make eating right a priority.
When I have a lot of tests, or when I have to do a lot of studying, I have to get something fast.
For lunch, it's really whatever I can grab. I usually snack.
Fast foods like French fries, chicken parts, and hamburgers are college dining hall's most popular items, according to recent surveys. Carol Kelly, a nutritionist at Emory University, gave us a lesson in College Diet 101.